Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israel says its military forces shot dead a Palestinian man who had stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. This morning's violence took place at a security checkpoint in the divided city of Hebron. Violence happened one day after Israeli forces shot dead three Palestinian assailants. Separate incidents in Hebron and East Jerusalem. Palestinians say the violence is the result of frustration due to decades of occupation. Officials in Washington and Moscow have expressed a desire to extend their week-old ceasefire pact for Syria and confirmed aid deliveries had not yet begun. Supply trucks are idling at a special customs checkpoint at the Turkish border. Jens Lerke is a spokesperson for the UN Humanitarian Office.
We know that there's at least 250,000 people in eastern Aleppo who are potentially all of them in need of some kind of aid. The first 40 trucks are loaded with food for some 80,000 people for a month. And we really, really want to get it to eastern Aleppo. So as I say, it's highly frustrating. We know the world is watching.
Meanwhile, in New York, the UN Security Council canceled a meeting on Syria that was scheduled for late Friday, cancellation at the request of the U.S. and Russia. United States says it will not recognize the outcome of the Russian parliamentary election slated for Russian-occupied Crimea Sunday. State Department spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. position on Crimea is clear. The peninsula remains an integral part of Ukraine. Crimea-related U.S. sanctions against Russia will remain, they say, until Russia returns control of Crimea to the Ukraine. This is VOA News.